試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2025年度第2回実用英語技能検定1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade 1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 4 parts. All of the questions in these 4 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade 1 listening test. Number 1.
Blue Skies Care Services, Joseph speaking.
Hello, I'm calling about care options for my father.
Sure. We have a range of services, from placement in our retirement community to in-home personal care services. What are his needs?
He's mobile, but he has difficulty with certain household chores. He could also use some company.
We can arrange for someone to visit on a regular basis.
Great. I'll be moving closer to him this summer, so it'll only be a temporary arrangement.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the woman's father? Number 2.
What's the matter, Tommy?
My manager blew up at me this afternoon. All I did was ask her for an extension on my deadline. She could have just said no.
She's been like that all day. I heard she got turned down for the senior manager position again.
Okay, but I don't know why she's taking it out on me. A manager should be more professional.
It's probably best just to stay out of her way for a while.
Question. Why is the man's manager in a bad mood?
Number 3.
John, could you help me? My laptop keeps crashing while I'm editing this video.
That sort of task requires a lot of memory, so you're probably pushing the machine too hard. Try updating the video driver and rebooting the computer.
I did that already.
In that case, you could ask to use one of the workstations in the media production department.
The staff there tend to be reluctant to let other people use the workstations. I guess they might know how to solve my problem, though.
Question. What does the woman imply about the media production department?
Number 4.
So, to start the interview, I'd like you to tell me a little about your management style.
Sure. I like to give my staff structure, but allow them enough autonomy to come up with creative solutions.
Can you elaborate on that?
For instance, in my current position, we have tight deadlines. I set milestones and delegate responsibilities, but I trust each member to fulfill their tasks in the way that works best for them.
Question. What does the woman say about her staff? Number 5.
I've got an exterminator coming out on Saturday to look at the backyard.
To deal with the mole problem?
Yes, it's gotten out of hand. Tunnels everywhere. No matter where you walk, the ground sinks underfoot.
It looks terrible, too. It has certainly ruined the landscaping. But are you sure you want to call in an exterminator? It seems so cruel.
Maybe there's a humane approach to mole removal. We can see what they say and then go from there. It's just a consultation.
Question. Why does the woman question the man's decision?
Number 6.
You've been to Zazota National Park, haven't you? Which trail would you recommend?
Well, they're all scenic, so it depends on your priorities. The scenery varies a lot throughout the park. The Mackenzie Trail is one of the nicest ones, though.
Oh, that one is labeled as level 5 in the guidebook. It might be too strenuous for me.
That classification doesn't necessarily indicate the overall fitness level you need. It just means there's a technical challenge, like a steep area or a boulder crossing. Don't worry. I think you've got plenty of experience.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
Number 7.
Do you have a moment?
Sure. What is it?
I think the janitorial service has started using new cleaning products in the office. I've been experiencing itchy eyes and a runny nose, but only when I'm here.
When did this start?
About a month ago. At first, I thought it was seasonal allergies, but I'm fine outdoors and at home. I must be allergic to a chemical in one of the cleaning products.
I can ask if they've switched products. In the meantime, maybe we could put your desk near a window.
Question. What is one thing the man says about his condition?
Number 8.
Bob, do you have an accountant you could recommend? My tax return this year is going to be complicated now that I own a rental property.
I do my own taxes. I bought some software and it did the job.
I'm pretty old-fashioned. You know, shoeboxes full of receipts, that sort of thing. I really think I'd be better off getting someone with a lot of expertise to walk me through everything.
I understand. Let me ask around. I think my brother uses someone local.
Question. What does the woman imply about the tax software?
Number 9.
Giselle, have you reviewed the latest draft of our presentation for our economic seminar?
Yeah, I went over it last night. Remember, I'd been concerned that some of the slides were too repetitive? They seem much better now.
That's a relief. Professor Hawkins is very particular about that.
One thing I noticed, though, is that we haven't analyzed any of the implications of the data that we're presenting.
I'm wondering if that wouldn't be outside the scope of the assignment. And we have a considerable amount of ground to cover already.
I'm sure Professor Hawkins mentioned that it was important. I thought we could eliminate some of the background information from slides 6 and 7.
I guess maybe not all of it is essential. However, we do need to provide some context for why we conducted our survey in the first place.
What if we just cut slide 7? We could replace it with a final slide with some potential next steps or questions for further research. That way, we're showing we've thought about the implications without going into too much depth.
That's a great idea. It shows we're thinking critically and leaves room for discussion.
Question. What is the woman's idea for improving the presentation?
Number 10.
Did you hear about the scandal involving the mayor? It's been all over the news.
He's been accused of misusing funds intended for the city's housing project, right? I'm shocked that someone in such a trusted position could act so irresponsibly.
I had a similar reaction, but I'm reluctant to pass judgment until the facts have been verified.
Do you think it might just be media scandal-mongering?
I wouldn't be surprised. And even if there's some truth in it, the media loves to blow things out of proportion.
Well, the leaked documents seemed pretty convincing. If they're genuine, I don't think he'll have any choice but to stand down. People trusted him to improve the city, not line his pockets.
I get that. But don't you think it's strange how this came to light right before the election? The timing feels suspicious.
I have to admit that the media has shown bias against him in the past.
Right. And he's also done a lot of good for the city. The housing project helped hundreds of families.
That's true, but there needs to be a full investigation of the claims being made.
Absolutely. And the mayor should be held accountable if it proves that he's guilty.
I'm with you on that. Let's just hope it's impartial.
Question. What do these three people agree on?